absence from the airwaves, which was due to a number of house calls in our area by those charming Nazis. We have now found ourselves a secure location.
Welcome to Potter's Army with River and Riot. We'd like to have a moment of silence to recognize victims of harassment, victims of sexual harassment, violence, and those who have been denied justice. We're going to start in here with an update on the head GOP Death Eater Nazi. He admitted attempted collusion with Russia this week. He told us that clear-cutting the forests is how we're going to stop wildfires. Said news is the enemy of the people. Called LeBron James stupid. Deported the wife of a Marine who served for 3 tours. Is trying to deport a stage 4 cancer patient who just wants to die in Chicago with her family around her.
Voldemort called and said dial it back a notch.
So while we're here, we're going to discuss some ways to resist evil. Stand together.
So that's our favorite. It's our number one. So remember in book 5, when all the students suddenly came down with umbergitis? Stand together with your people. If you see people in trouble, get out of your car. Don't just start filming. Check on them verbally, you know.
Make sure they're okay. Also, you should be kind to marginalized folks and others in your community, pulling in the Lunas and Nevilles in your community and giving them training, tools, and backup.
Small things, like losing a sheet of paper or doing your job very slowly, can have a very big impact. Like when Kingsley was searching for Sirius and doing a piss-poor job of it, absolutely do that. If you work for ICE, if you work in a detention center, if you work in an airport, there's so many ways that you can just do your job very, very poorly and make sure that people stay a little bit safer because of it.
Fuck shit up. do things like Fred and George would do. Make your portable swamps and and conflagration boxes.
Right? And, make sure that people have the tools that they need to fuck shit up. You know, let air out of tires and fucking... I mean, we're not telling you to, like, set fires. If you feel so moved, we're not telling you not to.
No. Do what makes you feel comfortable, but don't make it easy on the Death Eaters.
Definitely
make it easy on the Nazis.
Make them work hard. For every inch of road they take... Make them work their fucking asses off for it.
Other acts of resistance are refusing to serve members of the administration or members of a racist group in a restaurant.
Just remember that if there's 10 people having lunch with a Nazi, there are 11 Nazis sitting at that table.
Regardless of whether or not they view themselves as such.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what they call themselves anymore. Refuse to fly a plane that's deporting people, or get a ticket to get on the plane and refuse to sit down like Ellen did. Forcing the plane to stay grounded. You see someone already engaging in a brave act? Don't make them stand there alone. You can just stand with them. You don't even have to say anything.
Find stories that give you hope rather than despair. Don't let the GOP regime steal your joy. But still be aware that they are dangerous. Nazis can be dangerous, but they can also be destroyed with laughter.
Bogart style. Yesterday. No, not yesterday. Saturday. So today is Monday. Saturday. Big-ass group of Nazis, all kinds of Nazis, came to Portland with the sole intention of scaring the citizens and hurting people. And they got booed, they got jeered, they got laughed out of the city, and several of them got their cars towed by Fred Meyer.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what you get for...
They parked in Fred Meyer's parking lot.
And then took the bus from another state into our state.
Yep. And Fred Meyer was like, nope, you can't park here, and promptly towed them into $1,000.
It was a pricey tow yard.
Yeah.
So there are things that you can do to make them work harder. Every cent of that $1,000 is a penny that they cannot spend on weaponry or propaganda to punish people who are already marginalized.
And I want to send a big old kudos out to Fred Myers for doing so.
Mm-hmm.
So cool, dudes.
Good job. They are also super stupid. We'll try to post a bunch of articles that show a bunch of pictures of them dressed like complete dumb fucks. And they're really easy to laugh at. They pride themselves a whole bunch on their masculinity in a very toxic way, which makes that very easy target. So not necessarily small penis jokes. We don't want to insult our friends and comrades that, you know, your body is not what we're here to insult, but your tiny fucking mind, your pea brain ass, dumb fuck, stupid politics, your shitty LARPy costuming.
Take your LARPing elsewhere.
Yeah. There are ways to be intimidating, and I did not see any of them on Saturday. Myself and a couple thousand people spent several hours taunting them and reminding them that they are never welcome here. They are definitely going on a tour. They're stopping in Seattle in 2 weeks. So if you are up in Seattle, definitely make plans to show out in force and remind them that they're dumb as fuck. And if you have any idea that they're coming to your town or your city, be ready for that shit. They are looking to intimidate, but actually they are play acting. Like they're playing with toys. And hopefully the police in your town and city will protect your people better than they protected the Portlanders.
Yeah.
Bigger issues were actually had by from the police department. And so there was two separate times that I actually invoked Harry Potter to, like, try to humanize myself to the police. So the first time, so we're faced off across the street from Nazis, and there's a line of police in their riot gear facing us, and there's a line of police facing the Nazis. They were targeting us, though they were telling the citizens to disperse and not the people who came to harm the citizens. And at one point, I was standing with a officer, like, pretty much in my face. Like, he was maybe 3 feet away from me. Like, he wasn't getting in my face. He was just standing, like, they were all in formation, and they all taken out their batons, and they were holding them. And so I started saying things like, I have a very fluffy cat, and do you read Harry Potter? Harry Potter's one of my favorite books. And stuff like, it's almost my mom's birthday and I'm gonna go visit her. And then finishing all of that off with, are you gonna hit me with that baton? And motherfucker could not even make eye contact with me. And that was kind of a theme throughout the day, was that anytime we were facing off with the police, we just had to remind them they were people that are beholden to the citizens. And so we, me and the two women that I was with, stumbled into a fight where a very, very violent agitator who is well known, I'm not going to name him because he can fuck off and go die, I don't want to make him famous, but he had just kicked, he and 12 of his friends had just kicked the shit out of one person because, you know, they're big tough guys.
Of course, the Portland police allowed that to happen.
Totally. They missed the whole fucking thing, biked up a couple of, like, minutes after we got there, stood in front of us, facing us, who are just standing there checking on people who have just been maced, who have just had fists in their face, letting Nazis across the street, like, taunt us and then escape. And so they circled us, and then I used an analogy, the following analogy. Hey, you know in Harry Potter, and then nobody could make eye contact with me anymore. You know in Harry Potter where the Death Eaters are attacking the Muggles? Yeah, we are trying to stop Muggles from being attacked, and, like, we're actually protecting people. What have you done today? And then, I mean, they told the women that I was with that we should all leave if we didn't want to become victims. If you don't want to become a victim, you should just go home. Go home. And we refused. I don't
think anybody there wasn't aware that of their potential to be a victim.
But also, what a piece of shit thing to say.
Right.
Like, your job as a cop...
You're there to prevent victimhood from happening at all.
Right. Yeah.
Or that's what you're supposed to be there for.
So they all did not do their jobs. And they shot rubber bullets at people. They shot set off several flashbangs. They attacked a group of journalists, and they shot a flashbang grenade into the helmet of a person, and if they hadn't had the helmet, they absolutely would have died. and the pictures are on the internet. We'll post them on Facebook because it's crazy. Like, that grenade went through the helmet and there's blood all over it. Like, it's messed up. I wish that I could tell you that the state sided with the people who were against the Death Eaters. But in this case, the ministry really has fallen, and the Death Eaters are infiltrating, and they are running things at this point. So the best things that we can do are basically stop trying to get them to help us, because they're not going to. So call in your community for your help, and we're gonna tell you about a couple of ladies who've done some cool ass shit, to fight the Nazis in Poland during World War II.
Gertrude Boyarski set a Nazi bridge on fire. Nazis shot at her, missed, and because they missed, a bridge got set on fire.
Yeah, and she lived to a ripe old age. There's video of her laughing about that time that she set that bridge on fire. there was another lady named Jeannie Rousseau de Clairon, who was a small lady in France who, during the occupation, the German occupation, she spoke fluent German. And because she was just small and polite, she managed to convince some dumb fuck Nazi officers to tell her where they were building their cool new rocket weapon. And then she got that information of British intelligence.
They will always underestimate small people and women.
Yep. They really will.
If you are a small person, if you are a lady, use that to your advantage, because they will always underestimate you.
If you look normal and nice and polite, no piercings, no visible tattoos, whatever, you know.
So neither of us.
There are times that I'm just talking to people and they they forget because I'm white. They forget that doesn't mean shit. And it only means what you put on it. And white supremacists will always project their sick and twisted fucking ideas of white womanhood onto white women. And we should absolutely take advantage of that fact. So she was able to tell British intelligence, and they bombed the fuck out of that rocket that was being built by the Nazis.
Yay!
Yeah.
In 1985, Danuta Danielson,
the daughter of a woman who survived Auschwitz,
got caught on camera smacking the shit out of a skinhead with her bag.
Yep.
It's a very famous photo.
Yeah, we'll post that too. We'll definitely post that. They were marching through her town and she was like, fuck that shit. So we have to remind ourselves, and we have to remember always, that it is important to make being a Nazi dangerous. Because if we don't, they will make not being a Nazi dangerous. And we're just fucking trying to live our goddamn lives.
Yep.
A last cool story was that we found out that Groucho Marx actually danced on Hitler's grave.
He was there to go see, go to a cemetery to visit dead family, and
discovered that the Jewish part of the cemetery had been destroyed.
Yeah, and so instead of doing that, he went to the place where Hitler was last known to be and danced on his grave.
Yeah, the demolished bunker, climbed 20 feet on top of that fucking thing,
and did a
frenetic Charleston. Pull up my profile on Facebook.
Your profile on Facebook.
Oh, shit. Why are you saying my name for? River?
Oh, yeah.
God damn it. River.
Riot.
I was a little concerned. I went with two derby chicks, two additional derby chicks besides myself, and so we were all like, okay, cool, we'll all use our derby names. And I was like, I'm a little worried if you yell my derby name in a group of people, because my derby name is Riot.
Riot. Where?
not trying to start shit if I don't have to. Before we say the troll of the episode, I wanted to read some funny protest signs.
Yes.
So I spent about a week, about 5 days, asking my friends to come up with all of their favorite protest signs, all of their favorite fuck yous to the Nazis that were coming to town. And so we've got a big ol' list of them.
We'll start up with, fascism kills my lady bone.
I actually made that sign, and I waved it around a lot, so hopefully I'm in the news somewhere. I didn't make this one, but I stand by it. All Nazis are ugly.
Joey Gibson is a punk-ass bitch. True.
Go back where you came from, and then in parentheses, Washington.
State, by the way.
Yeah, Washington State.
Jesus was a quote-unquote libtard.
You have nothing to be proud of. That's why you so mad.
You are failing your children.
You will all die alone. I definitely started that chant multiple times. It caught on a few times. It was pretty awesome. Fun. Yeah.
Too bad for you. I love myself just how I am.
Mm-hmm. Be gay. Do crime.
Woo! I'm gonna teach her kids sex ed and you can't stop me.
The Handmaid's Tale is not a blueprint. Oh, this one actually definitely got made into a sign.
Patriot Prayer loves Nickelback.
And somebody behind her went, and Creed!
Oh, out, bird.
Your mom is a Nazi.
That's probably true.
I chose not to go with any your mama jokes because we want to respect women and not, like, disrespect them as a group in a way to, as a way to hurt the men in their lives. But also if you raise your children to be a Nazi, fuck you.
Joey, who hurt you?
God hates Nazis.
Nothing about Ziz is supportable?
Ziz?
Ziz?
And then it says Nazis down the side.
Oh.
Yeah. I heart my liberal hellhole.
Same.
Yeah. I did yell that also, and then that's the sign that I made.
Johnny Cash thinks you're an asshole.
I made that. I for sure made that. Fuck boys, go home.
Your mothers are ashamed of you.
Mm.
I hope that they are.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely prefer non-Nazi moms. If you have any sick-ass protest signs, like, we didn't read any from London a couple weeks ago, but if, like, share your favorites with us. We definitely want to hear them.
For sure.
And then,
protest signs are awesome.
Mm-hmm. One of the other people that I was with had this one, and it ties in to our troll of the episode. So, it was, Gavin McInnes smells like farts. Gavin McInnes, leader of Proud Boys, please jump directly off of a cliff onto something sharp and spiky. You're a terrible fucking person. You're brainwashing the youths of America. And, yeah, and you fucking reek of farts, bro! What the hell? To all the people out there, we just want to remind you, we're all with you in spirit. Follow your instincts, which are good and nearly always right.